to be holding Daf Mem. So we'll start again just a little bit from before. We got to the bottom, we'll start again in the middle. Toshima. Toshima again. That the Shalom again is the mitzvah from Hagrolo. That you have to choose the two serum, which is Lashem, which is Lazozel, is it Likuv or not, that you have to choose from a guru? Or else no, it's enough just the Kohen Gadol could say, I want this one to be a Lashem, and this one should be Lazozel. That was the Machlokes. So Toshima. Par makiv es ha-soyer. The avoidance of the par, it say there is makiv the soyer. In other words, if you do this soyer before the par, so the soyer is puzzled. That's the locha, the par stops the soyer from being kosher. Mashenka, the opposite way, no. The soyer ain't makiv es ha-par. If for some reason you do the avoidance of soyer before you do the avoidance of par, the par is still kosher. The soyer is not makiv es ha-par. Only the par makes the soyer to be puzzled. But the soyer does not make the par to be puzzled. But matonis shebefnim. Now we're talking about doing the matonis, some type of a zrika that's done inside the kodesh hakodashim, inside befnim. Now bishleim, you understand par makiv es ha-soyer. What does it mean that the mitzvahs of the par is makiv the soyer? That means the akadme le soyer. If you're going to do the avoida for the soyer, mekame par before the par lo yovriv leklum. It's puzzled. That soyer is puzzled. A soyer is only kosher if you do it to say that the way it's supposed to be done. But if you do it before the par is makir that the soyer is puzzled. And we saw yesterday Rashi said the Seder Avoidus at the first line of the big of the wider lines in Rashi. Rashi says the kachi bepashim. The Seder Avoidus and kachi. This is the Seder again. We have bepashim betchila mesvada yala par uvidu rishon v'yachakach magrul ala soyer. And then he does the agrola for the soyer. V'yachakach mesvada ala par vidu sheni. V'shochatoi, o mach niskav, o mach tebenois nasek teres, then he does the teres, aloish. Then, v'noisei midam ha-par ala kaporis, then he makes his weakest down for the par. V'yachakach shrechet es ha-soyer, and secondly, then he does the soyer, v'noisei mimenu ala kaporis, he makes his weak on the kaporis. V'yachakach noisei midam ha-par ala proiches, v'yachakach maten ha-soyer, midam ha-soyer on the proiches, v'yachakach mariv domim v'noisei al mezbech v'pnimi. This is the Seder, how they did on Yom Kippur, between the par, the Kohen Gadol's own par, and the soyer, which was a chatis, for the Korban Tzibur. So the Seder went back and forth. So Melech says here, if you do the soyer the wrong time, you do the soyer before the par, so the par is makiv, says that par, the soyer is possible. You have to do the soyer over again. Zvaita. El soyer ain't makiv as a par, mind you. What does that mean, that the soyer is not makiv the par? That means even if you do the par before the soyer, still the par is kosher. Elaim, if you want to tell me, the actim matonis the par behechel. If you do this rikas dam in the hechel from the par, mikami matonis the soyer bifnim, before you did the avoidus, this rikas of the soyer on the pnim inside, for at the end still it's kosher, you want to tell me, for the more name chukik sibhu, is anything that's done inside the pnim, the Torah says chukit likuva? So you can't tell me now that if you did the avoidus, the zrikis, the wrong way, it's still kosher. The Torah says chukah. That what has to be done bifnim has its seder. And if you don't do it the right seder, about it's possible. El olav, you have to tell me, we're talking about now the actim matonis the par bifnim. You did the avoidus the par inside. Mekame hagrola. Before you did the mitzvah hagrola. Now the hagrola is outside. So therefore it's not an avoidus bifnim. Therefore it's not likuva. So even though you're supposed to do it after the agrolo, but if you did it before the agrolo, we said the soyer is not makiv es ha-par, the par is too kosher. Now the diik is, omid sidro le-makvo, since you see even if you do the agrolo too earlier, it's not likuva, it doesn't pass on, or b'zoyes esvori ikra agrolo namu le-makvo. So it's a right, the agrolo is not such a kosher of a thing, and even if you don't choose from the agrolo, still it's kosher. So for it's a right, you see, you do not have to have the agrolo. Even without doing agrola together, still the Kohen Gadol could say Bapeh, I want this one to be Chatas Lashem, and I want this one to be Lazozel. So Mora says, Loi, that's not the pshat here. I tell you, the Akhtim Matonis the Par b'Mizbeach, he made this Rikas Dama, the Par, on the Mizbeach, Mekame Matonis the Soyer b'Hechel, before he did the Avodis the Soyer in the Hechel. For Rabbi Yehudi, it goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, T'yom Advorim Anasim Abig Dei Lovin B'Chutz Loi Makfi. So even though these rikas the Kohen Gadol did when he was wearing his big day loven, but since it's not an avoided bipnim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's only in the Heichol, therefore it's not likuva. Therefore it's not makiv. For the Gemara, that's not good enough. Before it says something to do in the Pnim, something you're supposed to do inside, if you did the Soyer before you did the Avodah, so the Par, still the Par is kosher? Or else if you did the Par, the Avodah Sapar, before you did something about the Soyer, still the Par is kosher? Now we're talking about something to do with Bifnim. Eloi, so what do you have to say? We have to say about it's talking about the Agrola, that you did the Zrikas of the Par before you did the Agrola, even though it's supposed to be done afterwards. If you did it before, still it's kosher. So what's the pshat? So Chorutz Uriah, that even though since you see that the Seder of the Hagrol, if you do it the wrong place, still it's kosher, it's a svar. If you don't do it all together, also it's kosher. So Chorutz Uriah to the Man Yom before the Rabbi Yechanan, that's not likuva, that the Hagrol is not likuva. So Mor says, no, Elohamani Reb Shimon, I tell you, goes according to Reb Shimon, this Braisa. The Yom Hagrol Loi Makva Enechanami, according to Reb Shimon, that we proved yesterday, that Reb Shimon holds the whole mitzvah, Hagrol is only the mitzvah, and if you don't do it, it's not the kufa, still it's kosher. The boy is saying another territory, I'll tell you earlier, Rebbe Yehudi. No, this price that goes according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds that the Hagarola is the kufa. And the chat is like this. When he did Sidro, Le Makfa, true. To say that when you did the Hagarola, that's not the kufa. It's even though you're supposed to do the Hagarola first. And here you didn't do that, you did the Dam Mapar first. But since you did the Hagarola later, but a koponim was done, therefore it's kosher. But Hagarola mi miyakfa. But if you don't do the agrol altogether, that's worse than a vadrit's puzzle. So by there's no riot from here. It could be if you don't do the agrol altogether, you can't make one soil Lashem and one soil Lazozel. It could only be chosen through the garolis. No, that it says here, the seder is not lekuva. True. The seder, which way you do it is okay. But if you don't do it altogether, then it's lekuva. Now the Gemara says, v'yozlo tamayu. They go according to Tamayu, so Rashi learns the bottom, Yozlo Tamayu, Aplukta de loy hisvadekoi. Before we had a machloikis, Tanakam and Reb Shimon, what's going to be if you're not misvadel on the soil azozel? On the soil azozel, there's a mitzvah that Kohen Gadol is supposed to be misvadel. What's going to be if it wasn't misvadel? The Tanakam said it's kosher, and Reb Shimon said no, it's possible. So what's the machloikis told you? The Gemara says, Yozlo Tamayu. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Yamud Chai. Hey, the Sawyer has to stay alive. Keep it alive. Lifnei Hashem, lechaper alof, in order to make a kapora. So Rashi says, Yamud Chai, al korcha lelamdenu. It has to teach us, shemeis at the tzorach lo v'yachar. That let's say the Sawyer lazozel, even though you don't make a shrita, but if it dies, you're going to have to bring another one. It has to stay alive for a certain amount of time. We'll soon see how long. Di loy, if not for this svara, lamay also. What does that extra word chai for? If you just don't want to say, don't send it away until first you do the zrikas adam of the soil Hashem. So just don't say yam of the Hashem lechaperalov. What's the word chai? El Hashem meis. The chiddush is if it dies, tzarach lo v'yachar. You have to bring another one. Now, until how long does it have to be alive? So Mar says, Ad Mosai Yehi Zokos Lamud Chai, till how long does that stay alive? And Moran says, Ad Chas Matin Damai Shachaveroi, until you make the Zrikas Adam of the soil Hashem. Divir Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. As once you make the Zrikas Adam, then already if it dies, it doesn't make a difference. As even though you didn't do the Vidu yet, you weren't Mismad yet on the soil Azazel, so it's right, Reb Yehuda, the soil Azazel is not Likuva. Therefore, as long as it's alive, Kozeman, you made the Zrikas Adam of the soil Hashem, it's kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, Achaz Vidui, Tvorim. The soil Azazel has to stay alive until after the Shchita, until after the Zrikas Adam of the first one, and you make a Vidui. So, Churius declares, Shimon Shetosaj, if Shimon holds, the Vidui that you say on the soil Azazel is the Kuva. And if it died before that, you have to get another carbon. Trashi? The Yad Moshe is Kikolios Chai, Achas Matin Dome Shokaveri. The Yachsev Kotapota says, Lechaper, Achichape Bedome Shokaveri. Until there was a Zrikas Dam of the other one, of the soil Hashem. Abo Mishas Matin Dome V'eloch, once you already made the Zrikas Dam from the soil Hashem, Afo Pishadayin Lo Yisvade, even though you didn't make Vidui on the Lazozel yet, Lefi Seidamik Roy is the way the Psukim HaMashma, that you first say Vidui, after you make the Shechita and the Zrika of the first one, V'chilo Mechaper, V'sal Mecharen, it may still, if the soil Lazozel dies, ain't Tzorech Acher, you don't have to bring another one. Alma, what do we see according to Rabbi Yehuda? That Vidui Loi Ma'akiv, The mitzvah's vidui is not likuvah. Even though you didn't do the vidui, it died before the vidui, still it's kosher. That's the view of the shita. If Shimon Aymano, kid a parish time will come on, we'll soon see why. The Shimon says it has to be alive, ad shas vidui dvarim. So Mar says, now, but my kamiflugi, what's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that mitzvah's vidui is likuvah? If the lazozel died before you made the vidui, it's possible. Kid a tiny like we learned. The Pasuk says, Lechaper, the Kaporos Domim Akosim Adaber. The Pasuk is talking about Kaporos Domim. Abi you make this Rikas Adam of the soil Hashem, that's what's Likuva. Once you made this Rikas Adam for the Chatas Hashem, everything is kosher. The Chain of Waymond, the Pasuk says, Vechilo Mechaper Es HaKodesh. Yeah. So, Ma Lahalam, the Kaporos Domim. Is Afkan the Kaporos Domim? We're talking about Zrikas Adam, that's the Kapor you need here. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Yehuda Shita. So the Ikar Kapor, the Pasuk is talking about by the Sirim, Likuva is the Zrikas Adam. Once you made the Zrikas Adam, even though you didn't make Vidu yet on Lazozel, still it's kosher. So Drashi, Vichainu Weime, Vichipe, Mechapres HaKodesh. Vichole, Mechapres HaKodesh. Hu Maten Domim, that's talking about Zrikas Adam. Vichikwe, Vesha Soyer Achai, that you have to bring the Soyer Achai. Ad kan tzorach liyaschai. Up until here, it has to be alive. How long? Until you have a kaporas domim of the soyer that's a chatas lashem. As long as you make this rikas adam for that goat that was a chatas lashem, or now the lazozel is kosher. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For the Gemara wasn't Rabbi Shimon Oimer lechaper alov. The pasuk says no lechaper alov. Be kaporas dvorim akosim edaber. That the Torah wants. That the soil azozel has to be alive until you make a kaporas devorim, which means until you make vidui. So drash lechaper olov, be kapora hamutelus olov hakosim medaber. We want a kapora that's totally in the soil azozel, and this goat that's going to be sent away. Vua vidui. What type of a kapora do you have from the soil that's sent away? That's the vidui, because as rikas dam you don't have, you don't kill, you don't shecht the soil azozel. So male the kapora has to be the kaporas devorim. That's from Shimon's Pshanam Shimon. Lechapra love means a kapara from the soyer itself, which means the vidui of the soyer. So that's the smachlikas of Yudin Eb Shimon, is the mitzvah's vidui by the soyer lazoza likuva, not likuva. What's Pshanam's posek lechapra? Does lechapra mean from the dam of the zrikas of the chatis, or does it mean no, the vidu dvorim of the lazoza? Toshma, come on, bring your raya. Sho'alu talmido ves Rabbi Akiva. The talmido of Rabbi Akiva ves to Mishayla. All of this smoil, what's going to be when the crane golder picks from the gerol, picks from the box? He picks the two gerolas, the two lots, one in the right hand, one in the left hand. What's going to be if in the left hand came out Lashem? The word Lashem came up on the left hand. And we said it's not so nice. It's a more chashuv zach, but it would have been on the right hand. So, ma'al sheyachsli min. What's going to be, can the crane golder now switch it around and put it onto his right hand? Let him take now the one Lashem came up in his left hand, let him put it into his right hand. And the one Lazos in his right hand, put it into the left hand. That's what the Talmidim asked Rabbi Kiva. His Omel hands, Rabbi Kiva answered back to them, Al titnu mokim l'tzedukim. Don't do this. Mashmem ikar adin, it would have been mutter. You would have been allowed to do it. But I'm telling you a reason why not to do it, because I don't want the tzedukim, the Rishoyim, to learn out from here. Lirdois, that they should rule over us. Rashi, Ola b'smoil gerul shein. The name Lashem came up on the left hand. Is Rabbi Kiva answered back? Al titnu mokum tzedukim. Talmidim achalukim ala Torah. The Rishoyim that argue on the Torah. Lirdois means limshol bem. They should rule over us. Lekafech eschem. They'll win you in an argument. Vidvorim. Sheyarmu lefi ritzoinem hey moisem akel. They'll say if they're going to see you changing around from your left hand to your right hand, they're going to say, huh? These people just do whatever they want anyway. They don't listen to the Torah. So it's a riot to us. We don't have to listen to the Torah either. So the Tzedukim should learn out from you. That's why don't change it around. Once it came up in the left hand, Hashem, leave it in the left hand, and the left soy, the left goat, that's the one that's the Chatis, and the right goat, that's going to be Lazozel. So Gemara says, now, Taima, what's the reason why you can't change hands? Taima, Diyal, Titnu, Makul, Tzedukim. Lirdois. Only because, like Rabbi Kiva's answer was, he doesn't want the Tzedukim to rule over us. Like, they'll see us doing these things, they'll have Tainus on us. If it wouldn't be any question about Tzedukim looking and seeing what's going on, Madrina Lei, Mashmir would have been Mutter then. Even though the Kohen Gadol picked up on his left hand the word Lashem, he would be allowed to change it over to his right hand and put the Lashem on the right soyer. For the Gemara, how could that be? For your Amrit, Hagrola Makva. If you want to tell me Hagrola is Makiv, so what's called Hagrola? As soon as you pick up the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the box
and he picks up in one hand is Lashem, in one hand is Lazozel, so we know that Loch is, as soon as you make that grola, that chal, the water, automatically the water in his right hand, the right Sawyer is it. And whatever's in his left hand goes on the left Sawyer. So as soon as he picked it up, Lashem came in his left hand, automatically it's already chal, the chatas Lashem is the left one. So what's the tzad to switch it over to your right hand and put it on the right Sawyer? It was already chal on the left Sawyer already. Once you did it already, once you picked it up out of the box, you sell me now Hagrol is Lekuva. You can't do without Hagrola. So if Hagrol is Lekuva, you can't change it anymore. So what's trying to Kiva that he says you could change it? So Chor Tzorai, you see Kiva will hold that Hagrol is not Lekuva. So my answer is no. Once the left the Lashem came up in the left hand, how could you now put it into the right hand and put the Lashem on the right Sawyer if it was already kavua that the din is the left hand should be, the left Sawyer should be Lashem? And the Gemara, my Rovom, Hochi Kamri. This is what the Talmidim asked Rabbi Kiva. Olo ha-goro b'smoil. Let's say the word Lashem came up in the Kohen Gadol's left hand. Mao shayach ziroloi ulisiroi liyamin. True, avada the one Lashem came up with his left hand, the left goat. That's going to be the chatis. What we want to do now is make it look a little bit nicer. It's not so nice that the left hand, the left side is Lashem and the chatis. So we'll switch around the whole thing. We'll take this goat and avada. That's the Lashem read. Well, we'll switch it over to the other side and put that goat on the right side, and then we'll switch the Lashem onto the right hand. So I call upon him at the end. It ended up that Lashem is in his right hand and the right goat is the Lashem, but that's the same goat that originally was on the left side. Avada, once you picked it up and it's on the left hand, the left goat, that's it. You can't change that left goat. That's the one's going to be Lachatis. But just we want to change around this goat and put it to the other side, that was his question. So that has nothing to do with Agrola Likuba not. Avada Hagrola was chal. Once you picked out of the box, it was already chal, which one is Lashem. Now you want to switch it from the right side to the left side, that you could do. Because when Kiva answered back, still it's not nice to do. The Tzadukim will look at this and see as if you're not listening to the Guru, you just want to do whatever you want to do. So you see, you don't have to listen to the Torah. So they'll come to learn out like that, therefore don't do it. But otherwise, it would have been mutta to switch around the whole left goat and put it on the right side. That's where I was there. Some of Hokikamri, Olo Hagarov is Samoil, Mal Shiachziru Loi Ulisiroi Liamin. Put the whole left goat, put it on the right side. Omalahem, on this Rabkiv answered back, Al Titno Mokam Tzadukim Lirdois. Still don't do that. The Tzadukim will see you doing it, they'll come to rule, they'll come to say, you don't have to listen to the Torah. So it's not Kedai to do it. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. Again, to the Shiloh, is Hagrola, the Indian of making Hagrola, is it Liyakuva or not? Toshima, Ilo Nemeres HaSoyer Asher Olov, if the Pasuk Buddha just said, the Soyer that I came above, Es HaSoyer Asher Olov, Vayisuayme Yinechenu Olov, that you should put the Garolois on top of the Soyer, like we do. Like we before said, there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to make that Grolom, to put the Kohen Gadol puts his two hands into the box and takes out one lottery Lashem, one Lazozo, and then the mitzvah is to put it on top of the goats. Put the right hand on top of the right goat, and the left one on top of the left goat. So that's why I would have said, Isi Yomer, Yenichenu Olov. There's a mitzvah to put the Garolos on top of the Serim. Talmud Lehem, the Pasuk says, Olo. Says, no, pick it up. Kivin Sho'olo, Shuvein Netzorach. Once you picked up, once the Kohen Gadol picked out of the box, he picks the two lotteries, he picked the Lashem, Lazozo, that's it. You don't have to take it anymore, these pieces, and put it now on top of the animal. You don't have to put it on top of the goat. That's what the Brisa says. Fred, the Gemara Lamai, what are we talking about? Eli Malamitzvah, if you want to tell me there's not even a mitzvah that once you pick up the two Gerolas, there's no mitzvah now to put it on top of the goats. Fred, the Gemara, Michlal de Anocha, mitzvah nami loy? So you want to tell me now there's not even a mitzvah, be Alma, to put it on top of the goats? And that can't be. Avad, there is a mitzvah. Torah says to put it on top of the goat. Elolav, you have to tell what this Brisa means to say is lakif. To say what? That the hanoch is not likuva. No, the second part of the mitzvah. If you already chose out of the box now to put the two pieces on top of the two goats, that's not likuva. That if you don't do, still it's kosher. We have a raya from here that hagrola miyakva. But the first part of the mitzvah, that the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box to choose one Lashem and one Lazozo, that is likuva. That you can't get away with. If you don't do it, it's not chal Lashem, it's not chal Lazozo.
So now it's a kasha and Rabbi Yechanan, that he was the one before that said, no, it's not likuva. So Gemara says, Hanocha, so Chura, they have to say, Shramin Agrola Makva, Hanocha Le Makva, like we learn, that what, this like Rabbi Yanai, that the Agrola is likuva, but the second mitzvah, if you made the Agrola, now to put the two pieces on top of the two goats, that's only a mitzvah, that's not likuva. So my Rav answered the question of Rabbi Yechanan like this. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ilu nemar, asher olav. If the pasuk would have just said asher olav, what Yisiyomer would have said. Yenichenu olav ad shashchita. You have to leave it mamish there until shashchita. You have to leave the garolis. That's how long the mitzvah would be. Talmud Omer, the pasuk says asher olav. Kiven sheolav shuven etzorach. That once you put it up there one time for 1 second, you don't have to leave it there anymore. Savada could be taka that garola is also not likuva. The only question is, how much of a mitzvah is it here? We're talking about now the mitzvah hanochah. How long is there a mitzvah to leave the cerium on top of the two goats? So the Havamina would have been, you have to put it there and leave it on top of them until you make the shechita. Kamashmala, no. That once you put it on there, even for a second, you're ready to mekayim this mitzvah, you don't have to leave it anymore. Trashi kivin sholo. If you have a mitzvah, that's the kashon. That's the Gemara's answer. Abada could be takak roller is also not likuva. It could be. Now we're talking about now the mitzvah of hanocha. The chavamin was the mitzvah hanocha should be for a longer time until shashchita. Kamashma, no, it doesn't have to be until shashchita. It's enough to make a small hanocha until just to do the hanocha, just to leave it there. Then you can take it off right away. Toshma, come and bring another raya. The pasuk says, you are so chatas. You're supposed to make it a chatas. You're supposed to make the one Lashem, that becomes a chatas. As we saw, Vidashin, ha goyrol oiseyu chatas. Vidashin, the what the goyrol, the lottery, that's what makes it for a chatas. V'ein Hashem oiseyu chatas. But it's not enough just to kohen gadol to call it. They can't stop say, I want this goat to be a chatas Lashem. That's no good. You would have to make that grola. Sheyochu, because I would have thought, v'aloi dinu. Really, it's a svara like this. Oma v'mokim shloi kiddush ha-gerul. Madach in a place where there's no kiddush of the girl. There's no way to choose for a lottery. Still kiddush Hashem, if the kohen gadol says, this should be kiddush. Just I'm calling it kiddusha. If the behemoth comes kiddush, is mokim shloi kiddush ha-gerul. In a place that there's a kiddush, that you could even make the kedusha with the girl, is the chura ain't a din shekadosh Hashem? Isn't there a svara that without the girl you could also do it? Hey, the avamina is that girl is just like a kula. If you want to use that grola, use the choosing. But avad it's a svara that the kedusha is Hashem. If the kohen gadol would just damn call it, I want this goat to be lechatas Hashem, it would be chalad in chatas on it, even without that grola. Talmud Leimon, this the pasuk says, we are so chatas. No, ha goyrola is the chatas. It's only the lottery. That's all we need to be kaveya. Which sawyer is lachatis and which one is lazozum? The ain Hashem is lachatis. But it says clearly, the shame, just the fact that Kohen Gadol will call this sawyer Lashem or this one lazozum, it's not chal. So here you see clearly, not like Rabbi Yechanan again. You see clearly that the hagrol is likuva. Rashi, the ain Hashem im korol Hashem b'le girl. If you stop calling a name without using the girl, that's no good. B'mokim shlo kiddush ha-goyrol, b'shar kabonis, ha-tzrichim pirish, k'goyin kinei zovin v'zovis, v'yoldis, shechud miyem chatas v'yachim miyem oylo, anishin has to bring a pair of birds. One of them is a chatas, one is an oylo. Shlo kiddush ha-goyrol, there is no need of choosing through a lottery. Im kosav al shnei gerolis, alechat chatas v'alechat oylo, v'nosnum aleim lo mitzinu sh-ha-goyrol kaveyim, lo yochul ish-noysan. We don't find such a thing like that. When each shasta, each of you led this, that the mitzvah is to bring two birds for a kabonis. So there's no din that she could choose in a lottery. She put it in a box. Two things, one chatis, one oilo. And she'll pick up whichever one is the chatis. That's the chatis. There's no such halacha like that over there. How is kaveya? What's the chatis? What's an oilo? Kedusha sashem. If the isha says, the bailam or the kohen says, I want this one to be a chatis, that's kaveya the chatis. There's no such thing as a girl. So what do we see? That it's easier to make kedusha through peh than it is to use a girl, because the girl wasn't said by other kabonis. So bazoi over here by the soya meshtalech and the on Yom Kippur that the Torah was mechadish, we could use a girl. So I was thinking tomorrow the girl was just a chiddush. You could also use a girl, but if you want to, you could use the stronger kedusha to peh. Speak out, I want this to be chat, this to be lazozel. That's what we need. The pasuk says not like that. The pasuk says we are so chatis. That's the drasha.
So of course, nothing to write here that the Agrol is Mekuvah. And if you don't make Agrol, it's possible. And the Gemara says, what Stam Sifro Mani Reb Yehuda? It's a Stam Sifro goes according to Reb Yehuda. Because Tony Agrol is Techatis. V'yein Hashem is Techatis. Almol Hagrolum Yakfo. So you see clearly, even according to Reb Yehuda, the Hagrol is Makfo. Is Tiyufta demand the Yomar Hagrol Loim Yakfo Tiyufta Enachlam Yitzastiro. There's an upstart on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan wants to say before that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Agrol is not Likuva, and here it's a Stam Sifro, that's Mashma, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that knows clearly Agrol is Likuva. There's no other way to call one Soyer Lashem and one Lazazel only through the Agrol. You can't do it prepare. Shrashi Stam Sifro, Teras Kahanim, Rabbi Yehudi, Hochi Kamim the Sanhedrin, Vuhu Beteras Kahanim he, to Akroa the Seif of a Yikruksiv. This is a Posik in Vayikra. So the drosh is on Vayikra Teres Kanim. So you see Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, he dashes the posik. We are so chatis that Davka the girl makes it for chatis. Evi'ein Hashem is the chatis. So that's an upshlag on Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan before wanted to say, the Hagrol is not Likuva. So here we see clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the Hagrol of Ashur is Likuva. But Omer Rav Chizda. So Chizda says like this. Omer Rav Chizda, Ein Hakinim, Mispashois, when an Isha Yoledis, so he has to bring two birds, one is for a Chatas, one is for an Oila, how do we talk to know when does it become that it one's a Chatas, one's an Oila? How do we know? So he says, Ein HaKinim Mispashois, we don't explain to say which one of the kingdom is what, Ela only, Oibel HaKichas Bardem, either at the time when the Isha, the owner, bought the two birds, if at the time she bought them, she said, I'm buying this one to be the Chatas, and this one to be the Oila, it's Chal then. Peshach lakicha, you could make one is an oila, one is a chatas. That's good. After you bought it, then she says, "I want this one to be a chatas." Nothing doing. That's no good. It's only chal either peshach lakicha, oy biasiyas koyin, or else the next time when we can explain of chal what's what when the koyin does the avoida. Peshach the koyin is making the shchita. Now he takes this bird and says, "I want this bird to be the chatas." That's what's kaved for chatas. But in between that, Rashi says, "Ein akinim espashos." You can't explain yourself to say which one is the other, which one is the chatis. Ela only. Either when the Bailam buys the Isha buys the two birds. In Kishe Konam Omar. When she bought these two birds, she said, Ze ani lokech loilo. Viazel lachatis. Shuv eina koin yochlish noisen. Viazi yosen. Once the Bailam said, Bishas she bought it, you can't change it anymore. The coin can't change it later, Bishas he makes it. The Yimshin apostle, if the coin later changes around, it's possible. Because when she bought it, it was Kaveya, which one is the Chatas, which one is the Yelah, since she said clearly which is what. The Yim, though, Kishakonim, Loi Pirish, let's say no. When she bought it, she did not explain herself. Izaf al Pisha Koral Hem Shame, Liacha Mikan, even though later, a day later, when she has it in her own Rishus. Now she decides to call this one the Chatas, the one the Yelah, Ain Shame Chalalayim, nothing doing. Not chalam, this bird is shem chatis. V'yochla koin l'shnoisim. And later, when she brings it to the koin, and the koin does the avoidance on it, the koin could change it. That's the locha. It's only, you can only be kaveya. Either b'shas l'kicha, b'shas you buy it, or else b'shas the koin does the avoidance. He actually brings the two birds. This is Rabbi Chizda's halacha. Now, Amar Rav Simi, Bar Ashi, my time with Rabbi Chizda, how does Rabbi Chizda know to say this? Of course, there has to be a pasuk for this. She says the siv, because the pasuk says the lokcha. She takes it, the osa, and then they make it. So the diik, oy belekicha, oy biasiya, either b'shas you buy the two birds. That's the time to be kaveyon. Which one is the chatas? Which one is an oila? And if you don't do it, then the other time to do it is biasiya. B'shas you the kohen brings them. The Gemara Meitzvah, I have a kasher on this.